Close, baby.
Not even close.
Yeah. And of course, I can't get into your place.
There you go.
Good evening, and thank you for coming to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is a regular business meeting for Tuesday, October 28th. The time is just about 7 p.m. Liz, will you go ahead and call the roll?
Certainly, council members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Cutabak, Rasmussen, Camp, Davis, and Gehring.
Thank you. And before we begin today, our community on Friday suffered another tragedy. I did send an email to Mayor Nehring from the city of Marysville expressing that the hearts and prayers from the city of Monroe, from our community, were there for them and their community. I also want to take a moment and thank our police department. We had responders there on scene. I believe we had a canine unit there. And I had offered that if there's anything that we can do to please let us know, but please keep that community in your prayers. Okay, with that, Councilmember Camp, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And while not under presentations, I'd like to have our, I guess technically you're our consulting judge, Mara Rosano, come forward. As you all are aware, we're opening up a municipal court, and back in September, I had the distinct honor to interview four candidates. We had five or six apply, and our team chose our consulting judge, Rosano, and she right now is working under contract with us to help set up the office. She will be before you for consideration for confirmation of her appointment in November. Mara, would you like to go ahead and introduce your husband and say a few things to council?
Thank you. I'm accompanied tonight by my husband, Ron Dersh, back in the corner there, just hiding. And I just wanted to come in to you and have a face to put with a name, because I know that you're talking about. And I know I've met a number of you through some of my work previously, so I figured if you knew that, yeah, that really was the person that was chosen by the mayor and they were there, that at least you would have an idea who you were working for. I don't know if anybody has any questions for me right now. I doubt it, but I don't want to take up time from the council meeting. Thank you.
Councilmember Gehring has a question.
I do. You look very familiar. You've been here in front of us before, but I can't remember exactly what it was.
The Citizens Academy.
Yeah, okay. That's what it was. I knew I'd seen you before, and I was a part of that. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate the clarification. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Mara.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item that we have on our agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. Do we have a sign-in sheet for this evening? Okay, are there any members of the public who would like to come forward and speak? Okay, seeing none, we're going to go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. This is just approval of minutes, Council. Councilmember Cutterback?
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Cutterback. I have a second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 6-0. Please let the record show that Councilmember Gamble is not here, and he made us aware of that a few weeks ago. The next item that we have on our agenda this evening is under new business. This is AB 14-137. It's Ordinance 2014, establishing a municipal court. This is first reading. And Pam, do you have this?
Good evening, Council. I just wanted to present the ordinance establishing the Municipal Court for first reading to the Council tonight. On January 15, 2013, the City Council authorized City staff to begin preparation for the first Municipal Court here. It will start on January 1, 2015, and will have exclusive jurisdiction over all traffic infractions and criminal discipline violations under the building. The first reading is tonight, second reading. 30-day period of December 1st for appointment of the judge and implementation of the state judicial system.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about AB 14-137? And let me just check. The requested action tonight is in the box here to accept as first reading. Councilmember Cutterback.
Let or Camp do it.
Councilmember Camp.
Too long. You had to give me a long one, right?
Sure.
It's all yours. Okay. You've got that great theater voice.
He does.
He does. He has a radio voice. Yeah. So bring it. Bring it.
Wow. I would like to accept as first reading ordinance number 014/2014, adopting Monroe Municipal Code, Chapter 2.80, establishing the Monroe Municipal Court, amending the provisions of MMC 10.22.010 to designate the court as the Traffic Violations Bureau of the City, repealing and reenacting the provisions of MMC 9.02.080, violation penalty to conform to RCW 3.50.440, providing for severability and fixing a time when the same shall become effective.
Second.
Nice. Sorry, I didn't hear the second word.
Yeah, could you repeat that?
Okay, so I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item that we have on the agenda is AB 14-138. This is an interlocal agreement with Index for Shared Environmental Consultant Services, and I believe this is Gene.
Thank you, Mayor. Several months ago, the town of Index came forward and asked if they could piggyback off of our existing contract for our environmental consultant. They have a few projects that may be coming down the pipeline, and they do not have staff that is qualified to review the submittals. So when we started looking into it, the on-call service provider that we had in place, when we went out to RFP, there wasn't piggyback language included in that, so we couldn't go that route. So instead of that, an interim measure, we've put this interlocal agreement together, which would be utilized until such time that a new RFP is put out and a new consultant is chosen. Our staff has already been working with Zach on that RFP, and that should be going out in the near future. And shortly after the first of the year, a new consultant will be on board, and then they can piggyback on that contract. So this is an interim measure. Should they get a submittal between now and then, they'd be able to utilize this as a tool to get their work done.
Okay. Are there any questions? Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, I think this is a great idea. So I'm going to move to authorize the mayor to sign the interlocal agreement for shared environmental consultant services with the town of Index.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Cutterback. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. The next item that we have on the agenda is Councilmember Reports. Councilmember Gary.
Thanks. Root for the Kansas City Royals. They're winning tonight. First time in 29 years in the playoffs, and looks like there's going to be Game 7 tomorrow night, so I'm excited. A little more locally, had a blast. Senior night, the last scheduled home game. Our football was great to see all the seniors from all the fall sports be recognized. It's also great to see so much of the community wearing red and black in honor of Marysville Pilchuck. All the cheerleaders, most of the student sections, a lot of the adults as well, had on red and black instead of orange and black, or a combination of the two. It was just great to see that. The Wesco cross-country championships were the next day, and almost everyone either had a red or black ribbon or had something drawn on their a body part that was visible to show support and camaraderie for that community. It's only 20 miles away. It's a neighbor, you know. It really is, and so it's very close to home. So it's just great to see that in this community, and we've seen that as well when there was OSO. With some of the other things that have happened, people from Monroe have responded, and just proud to be from here in the way that we. And hopefully we won't be in the reverse situation where people are doing it for us. So we'll pray that never happens here. But I do like the way that we pay that forward here in this town. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Davis. Okay. Councilmember Camp.
Nothing tonight.
Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. Had an outstanding morning, Saturday morning at the Sky River
classic, first time downtown. Anyone looked out the window that morning, it was perfect running weather. The addition of the longer course was phenomenal, so great job. But it was a great morning for a run, and hopefully the downtown merchants got some benefit out of it, and look forward to next year. So it's plenty of time to start training, guys.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yep.
Very good.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Cutaback.
I, too, was at the race on Saturday, and my 12-year-old son, who wears a size men 11 shoe, he's huge, not your typical runner, but he came in first in the 1 mile.
Nice.
He came across the finish line first because it was the shortest race, so that was pretty cool to see. And then just about the Marysville tragedy, in my job, I supervise the Marysville Y. Also, I supervise the executive up there, and so I know quite a few people in the Marysville community, and you know, words can't express how horrifying and horrible it is for them up there right now. And you know, that community is going to be reeling from this for months and years to come. It's going to be something that's going to take a long time to heal. So I feel for them. I'll be involved as much as possible, and the Y will be supporting that community as much as possible. So, you know, keep them in your thoughts and prayers because they need it. So, thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
Yeah, thank you. I think Councilmember Geary and Cutaback have both addressed my feelings as well. It's been neat to see. I work with a gentleman who lives in Marysville who attends the Grove Church, which I think we've all heard on the news that they've had meals and basically opened their doors from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day since the event, and been feeding everyone, and his wife's been down there like cooking like crazy. And so it's been neat to see and hear about the stories of the community really rallying together. So yeah, praying for them and all involved. So.
Thank you, Councilmember Hanford. All right, let's go to the back of the room. Pam. How are things going with the jury room? And I saw some new furniture when I walked through there. And yeah.
We're getting some furniture, office furniture, so it's starting to look like an office. And we drastically changed the site of the lobby, and that will be the jury room if necessary, or meeting room, attorney client meeting room. And then eventually, I think you'll see everything move from over here to a public access little cubby hole there. And then I believe they're trying to figure out a way to put a briefing tunnel along that side. Kind of where we are. We have a metal detector set up, but it's hidden away right now. We don't want to. We might practice on you guys.
Now, you're only going to roll that out when court is in session, correct?
Okay. It's on the sort of roll out into the lobby, roll back in, if you're not in session.
Anybody have any questions about the Muni Court and it being set up or anything? Okay. Great. Thank you, Pam. Dan.
City employees are in the middle of the United Way drive that we do every year. Sherry Hurst from the Finance Department, Denise from the Parks Department, and Rose from the Finance Department, they spearhead it. We do a lot of different events. We have a chili cook-off that people, you know, vote with their dollars on which they like the best. We have a Halloween costume. We play bingo. This year they have to spin the wheel. You pay a dollar to spin the wheel and you can buy a prize. It's always been a very successful program. I think your target this year is $35,000.
Any questions for finance? Okay. Brad, how are things going in your world?
Fine.
Excellent report. Thanks, Brad.
You all, I'm sure, aware you received an email from someone up at the foothills regarding traffic, interest in stop sign and speed humps, things like that. So just to update you on that, we have been for quite some time regularly keeping traffic counts up there to see if the traffic up there meets the warrants for installing stop signs at any of the intersections, because that's been a concern for residents up there for quite some time. Currently, it does not meet any of the warrants. And if you recall, last year we went through the residential traffic manual to establish the criteria for putting in speed humps or, you know, mm-hmm. traffic calming measures up there that wasn't completed because there was no direction given about what to do with that. So the manual is still there. If the council would like that brought back to consider. The two important things to remember are stop signs are not to be used for speed control. That's in the manual on uniform traffic control devices. And then also the other one is that you need to be consistent to treat similar situations similarly, and that came from our insurance pool, Washington City Insurance Authority. So if we do something, we need to make sure that it's consistent throughout the city. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay. And then we'll come back to your any other report you have after this. Okay. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. Thanks, Brad. And I appreciate the reminder on stop signs are not to be used for speed control. In order to avoid the, maybe perception of you can't fight City Hall, they're, you know, and good customer service, what would be wrong? And I know we talked about the Saddle Ridge intersection before and why that didn't work. I think the request this time was at White Mountain. Was that Foothills park. Boulevard and White Mountain, right where the park is? I think previously before it was the intersection before that where Prospector Ridge goes like this, and then there's
Copper Mountain.
You live there.
Yes,
I do. I certainly have driven through there a number of times, see cars racing through there. Why wasn't a stop sign put there originally? Was it just based on the study and the traffic manual? Because as I think about it, I mean, there's so many ways to go there. It seems like kind of a natural place versus the previous intersection, which, you know, I know there's bus stops and stuff, but it just doesn't add up. That one seems to make a little bit more sense. So it can't be used for speed control, but just safety, or do we have to have like proof of that? Can you just explain that a little bit?
Yeah. Basically, there has to be a reason. It's been operating for 20 years now or so. You know, there's not a large accident history up there. The traffic volumes aren't sufficient in order to just meet the warrants that are contained in the manual and uniform traffic control devices.
To put a stop sign.
Like I said, you know, we do monitor it frequently because there has been concern out there about that. So we keep an eye on that area.
Okay, and so I'm assuming there's going to be some sort of response that goes back to the folks that wrote in. But if there hasn't been already, I just hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Can we word that in a super friendly way? I mean, you know, essentially you're saying no nicely, right? Yeah. Is essentially what's going to happen.
An email will go back.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of the best way to, you know, the best customer service on that. They're going to get a no, and so when we say we're going to monitor it, what does more monitoring look like? Just so if I get asked, I know
how to answer the question. Suffice it here, we go up there and traffic counts.
Okay. Oh, I see.
You know, it's traffic volumes of speed. And things
per like the manual, here's the things that we would need to meet.
Yes. Oh,
doesn't meet any of these thresholds, type of thing.
Right.
Very good. Okay. I appreciate the information again. Thank you,
Councilmember Cutterback.
Thank you, Brad. It seems interesting that one of the criteria is that you have to have accidents up there in order to put a measure into place.
That's the whole basis of most traffic control measures are.
Wait till the accident happens and then put something in place that'll keep it safe.
And the other one is the traffic volumes.
That seems a little backwards to me. I mean, how do they measure near misses or, you know, almost accidents or anything of that nature?
You also are up there when you watch the intersections, you know, you go up there and see how people are operating and things like that. So, and police officers quite often at other intersections come to us and tell us, you know, we have a problem with near misses here and things like that. So we take all that into account.
So who looks at the criteria? Is it us, the city, and we determine whether there's a stop sign using the criteria?
Correct.
And do we have flexibility in that, or is it, I mean, what happens if we determine that we do put a stop sign up there, but there haven't been accidents?
Once again, you're back to the consistency thing. So basically, you treat similar intersections similarly. So if the city wants that, that's what we talked about with the manual. The city wants to establish criteria for doing other things, they just have to do that throughout the city.
Okay. All right.
And not be too far off from the manual because people expect certain things to
happen. Yeah, sure.
Because that's why there's national standards to do those things.
Sure, I understand consistency, but it might be something we might want to look at and make sure that criteria is what we want. And, because we've had complaints about other intersections in other areas, and we've had the same response that there haven't been enough accidents there to warrant possibly putting measures in place. And to me, that that seems odd.
Would you yield for comment?
Yeah, no.
Perhaps that's
yeah.
something maybe the P, that might be something P4 might want to, I don't know if that's, if the,
yeah, no,
to actually look at, that might be something for that committee to take a look at.
Maybe the, if Brad, you can bring that to the P4 meeting to look at the criteria again. I know we looked at the speed bump criteria at one point in a certain neighborhood, but maybe look at all those measures and...
I would think we might have a little bit more leeway with the stop sign. And again, it, the leeway that we're more comfortable with. I understand speed bumps are speed bumps, and we've had that, speed monitor, you know, calming devices or whatever they're actually called, right? But anyway, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brad.
So when we respond back to the person who commented, we'll let them know that it'll be going to the P4 committee. Is that something that you want to slate in November or in December?
If Brad can bring that information to us in November, either November, I think 10th meeting, is that one more meeting? That do you think you could bring it to us then? That'd be great, Brad. Thank you.
So the response back will indicate that it'll be at the P4 committee, and
yeah.
should they want to attend, they have the opportunity to do that as well. Brad, anything else from your side?
No.
Okay, sounds good. Chief?
I have a couple of things. First of all, is the event up in Marysville on Friday. I sent an email out to all of you that we had three officers respond up there. We also had one of our detectives is a smart investigator that's still involved in the investigation up there. Second, in the November utility bills, there will be a notice of where the citizens can look to find the location of sex offenders in our community and how they can also register to get updates as soon as someone moves in. The last thing I have, some of you may have noticed the redesign of our post office. That was due to a young man who was 15 years old with a driving learner's permit, and the one thing they didn't teach in the driver's ed was that D goes forward, R goes reverse. Mm-hmm. He looks over his shoulder and puts it in the post office.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
I think that
poor
was
kid.
Saturday.
I didn't see that.
Oh. Yeah. I don't either.
Was anyone hurt?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's
other cool. than pride.
Oh, that's terrible. Sorry.
You go through the glass door?
No.
Through the bricks?
The brick wall.
Oh,
that is a brick wall there.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Anything else, Chief? Any questions for the Chief? Okay. Let me see, for me, and then we'll come back to Gene. Saturday, I had the pleasure of doing the little kickoff at that running event that was so well weathered. I don't know what else to say. It was cold, it was wet. The sun came out later in the day. That was nice. But how many people were there? A few hundred or a couple hundred?
Close to 300.
Close to 300.
Showed up, yeah.
Some people were in costume, but for the most part, I think people were just thankful to have things, other things they could wear to stay dry. So, but yeah, it was nice seeing all the folks there. That's all that I have. Gene.
Okay. Two quick things. The Chief mentioned the information going out and the utility bill and the sex offenders. I've reached out to Mr. Christopher Hunt that was here last week, and both the Chief and I meet every couple of days, talk about it, and I give him updated information, and then he's passing on to the citizens, so just to let council know that we're keeping them apprised of what's going on there. The last thing is, Liz put the vacancy notice out there on the website, and so if you haven't seen that, we've got Ethics Board opening, Library Board opening, and two Parks Board openings. So if you could pass that information on, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Shall we go over the agenda for next week and the extended agenda?
Okay. Back agenda for Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. Under public hearing, we have the first reading, 2015 preliminary budget. We have the consent agenda. Under new business, we have discussion regarding the ordinance pertaining to dangerous dogs. It's the first reading. Authorize mayor to sign mobile app contract.
And before you go off of that, I know if I were sitting over there, I'd wonder what that is. Can you briefly describe what the mobile app contract is?
I can. We were approached by a vendor that is starting a new app, and essentially it gives the business owners in the community the opportunity to join. It's a membership, as I understand it, and it goes on a mobile app. So they get pings for like sales that are happening downtown. There's several different mechanisms. You can actually set it up to where if a citizen or a shopper is walking up the sidewalk, they can get pings from the store. If they go in and purchase something, it'll send them a thank you notice, that type of thing, and a kind of a questionnaire afterwards. And it seemed to fit what we've been trying to do as far as a partnership between the city and the downtown to help them grow. And so, at any rate, they offered it to us free if we get on board first. And Snohomish is also looking at it. And so both Brad and I have dug into it a bit. Our IT staff has looked at it. The mayor's looked at it. The city attorney gave some feedback on it. So we're hoping to bring that forward for consideration.
So that council members know what to look at online, what's the name of the company?
City Center.
City Center, and this would be the first one in the state of Washington. They have other mobile apps in what state?
They're setting up in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Yeah. If you have any questions, though, please let us know, and because the contract that you see next week might not give you an idea of what this actually does and so on. So.
And the vendor will be here to do a presentation.
That's right. And the vendor will be here to do a presentation.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Great. Any questions on that? Okay, go.
Then we have the draft 2015 comprehensive plan, the land use district map, and policies. We will be talking about the elected and appointed officials, the term limits, and then the compensation for appointed officials. Under final action, we have the ordinance establishing the municipal court. It's the final reading. Ordinance approving Chain Lake Estates. It's the final plat, PRD. First and final reading. And the Finance HR Committee report and the draft agenda for November 18th, 2014.
Does anybody have any additions or Councilmember Gehring?
Thanks. And I think on the Finance HR Committee, are we... new business number 5 is related to what we're going to be talking about in committee. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I think Liz had sent it out. I just didn't remember exactly what that email said. Just want to make sure that was the case. Okay. I appreciate that. One more thing, if another council member might be in support, we did receive a letter from Pastor Mernick from Heritage Baptist with regard to an offer to pay for the EIS costs. When we discussed this on the 14th as part of AB 14-128, there was a lot of concerns about the cost. And we only saw one of the two. We saw the Petite layout. I think that there was an actual pace breakdown of things, too. Those two were different, and I had a chance to ask Paul about some of those questions at the meeting last time. Given this information, I think it might be nice to at least have a discussion as to whether or not that might change council's mind, if council might be interested in actually taking him up on that offer. I think it's worthy of a discussion, given this information. That was the concern that everyone stated. I'd love to at least have that discussion on the 4th. If it goes somewhere, then we could take further action, such as rescinding the previous action. And if not, then we can leave it where it is. But given this information, and that is specifically why, at least the reason that we heard people were uncomfortable with moving forward, I think given this this offer, it'd be great to have Pace here, be able to speak specifically with them next week. I know we do have quite a few things on the agenda, but I know 6 items on the consent agenda are taken care of simply with a vote, and some of these we'll be able to move through pretty quickly. So if another council member might support that, I'd certainly at least appreciate being able to have the discussion with everyone. We'll be here next week, and we'll have an opportunity to review the letter. It'd be great if we could actually talk with PACE as well with what they had presented and see if we maybe we'll change our minds, maybe we won't. An opportunity to take action at, or not at that time. Anyway, if there's another council member that would support having that next week, that'd be great. And if not, then I'm done. Thank you.
I agree. I support that.
We'll go ahead and put that down under discussion then on the 4th.
Would it be
under one of the appropriate new business?
Put it in there somewhere, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And again, obviously, to actually undo something takes a different action than not proposing that for next week. I'm simply saying, if the council wants to, we'll see where it goes. Maybe yes, maybe no, based on that. And then would it be possible to invite PACE here? That would be that. It'd be actually like to actually hear from them because we had kind of that outlay. And part of my ask for that is when we talked about this, Paul had given us that there was kind of the breakdown of the costs of the different options. And once the appeal date passed, it seemed like the price, everything got jacked up when we were talking about Pertit. And so there was just such a difference between the two. We got a really good explanation from Paul on the Pertit side of things. It'd just be nice to hear about maybe the PACE side of things. So if there's some way to work that out, I think that'd be awesome. But again, just making sure we have the most information may not go anywhere. But I'd appreciate the opportunity for, since we'll all be here, to consider it, and we can decide to either do nothing or do something.
Gene will contact PACE, and we'll figure out how to work that into the agenda in the appropriate.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and thank you for supporting that for next week.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Why don't you go ahead and go with the extended agenda?
The only thing I wanted to mention to council, and it was just actually mentioned, we've elected to put a lot of things on the consent agenda only because the vast amount of work that's coming in front of council between now and basically the end of the year. Because if you look at the 18th of November, it's about the same. Certainly at any time, council has the ability to pull something off the consent agenda to discuss it. That is not a problem with staff. We were just trying to get as much work done as possible in a timely fashion. So that's why you see that one change starting next week.
And before we move off that, one of the reasons why you have a lot of things on the agenda on the 18th is that we have listed there as a possible cancellation the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So do we know whether or not we are going to be canceling the 25th? Because otherwise, the other thing that we can do is we can break the agenda up between the 18th and 25th. Councilmember Hanford.
Yeah, if you're asking for a motion, I'll make it. I'd like to cancel that meeting, but if you feel we should wait until after next week's meeting, we can make it then. I'm fine with that, too.
Yep, we could do that as well. The only thing that I wanted to do was point out that if you are not intending, if council's not intending to cancel the council meeting, do you like that, that we can split that up between those days, and we would need to have a motion. Probably next week would suffice.
Okay. I'll plan on making that unless
somebody else
something all of a sudden it looks like we need to meet for sure.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else on the extended agenda?
Thank you.
All right. Councilmember Camp?
Thank you. Just in reference to that cancellation November 25th, while I appreciate it's Thanksgiving week and the whole bit, the fact that we do have such an enormous list of information, would be nice to split it up and not have a four-hour meeting but have two-hour meetings over the week on Thanksgiving would be more convenient to me, especially with the lateness of the hour that usually happens when we have a long list. If we could split it up and, let's say, get out of here before 9 o'clock, my work-life balance is much better. Thank you.
I understand.
So with that said, there are a few things that are listed as tentative on there, and if you wanted to, it would be helpful to know as early as tonight, if not, next week, if some of those tentative items could be moved perhaps to December 2nd. That's the other way that we can reduce the agenda on the 18th. Councilmember Hanford?
Yeah, I agree with you, Councilmember Camp. If we can move these three tentative items to December 2nd, that would probably help us with lightening the load. The coffee stand, marijuana buffers, and draft social media policy.
Correct, they're not time sensitive. Okay. So, Councilmember Cutaback does have her light
Does anybody support moving those three tentative items over to the 2nd of December?
I was going to support that. That's why my light on just, I think if we can try not to meet on the 25th, and I agree it makes for a long meeting, if we can move stuff over to the 2nd, that can wait. That would be, I think, ideal for staff and for the holiday week.
Very good.
So I think there's a three or four things that are listed as tentative. I see the administrative procedures and registered sex offenders, too, as tentative. So,
would you like that one moved also? It's administrative procedures regarding registered sex offenders. Would you like that moved to the 2nd? I'm seeing heads nod up and down.
I mean,
no.
Is there not a... No, I think
we're
going to
keep it there.
That one's a little hotter.
Do you want
topic,
to keep
I think,
there?
Maybe? Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep that there. Okay, is there anything else? There's a resolution amending parking regulations. Is that something that you want to do on the 18th?
And we can ask Brad on that. Do we need, is the 18th, do we need that on the 18th?
If, it depends on how much time you want. We're doing that until February 1st, so if you move it out, you want to move the end date of the experiment of no parking regulations and that down further?
I thought we had already decided to do it. Didn't we already
decide? Yeah, the resolution, you can't change the resolution just by saying so.
I get it. So we didn't actually take formal action. This is
we
the formal action
formal
that we
action.
Talked
this
about.
This is the formal
Thank
action.
Thank you. Never mind. In which case, if it's that quick, we should move it to that to next week rather than the 18th. But anyway.
Well, we haven't written the resolution yet.
So. Never mind then. All right. Thank you. 18th sounds awesome.
Okay. So we'll keep that on the 18th. All right. Okay. If after looking at the agenda you have anything else you want to shift around, let me know next week. Councilmember Cutaback, your light.
Well, I was just going to comment on the parking and I had the opportunity to talk to a business owner on Saturday about the parking, who was very irate that we were going to go to the no parking. So maybe moving it gives us, I know that doesn't meet the timeline, but it might give P4 another chance to kind of take a look at it. And I think there's points of views that we might not have gotten. And so if we move it to the 2nd, we might have a little bit more time to look into it a little bit longer before we take formal action. That's all.
Can I ask about the feedback that you got?
Yeah.
Go for it. No changes? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Was it no changes? Was it...
They were, it was Sky River Bakery,
exactly,
and they were very upset, and they had written a letter, very upset with going to the no parking. No time limit at all, and wanted to know the rationale. And so I know that, you know, we had approved to go forward on a resolution, but maybe this is an opportunity to take a little bit, a couple more weeks to look into it.
And when I was visiting the businesses out there a couple weekends ago, there were two businesses, the Sky River Bakery as well as Tiananmen Mazatlan, that value the higher turnover on those parking spaces. They've got people that'll run in and grab a few things, whether it's food or down at the grocery, food, I guess, also. And that higher turnover is important for their type of business, whereas the other businesses that are up and down the street, I think that people like people to linger. So I think it would be something to look at if there's a couple of slots that might be done differently than the rest of the downtown.
Well, and if P4, the committee remembers when the chamber exec came to our meeting, we did ask for a plan and to say, you know, this is a period where you can gather more information, but what is your plan? And the hope was that that would be presented at the meeting that we discussed the parking, but it wasn't. So maybe we need to be clear in our direction to the chamber to say we really would like a plan instead of, you know, just opening it up and saying no parking so moving it to the 2nd might give us P4 another opportunity to discuss it a little bit more and to reach out to some other business owners who we didn't hear from and see if it is the wisest course.
Go ahead.
Would it make sense to who did the original ask to get the feedback this most recent time? Did the chamber do that?
The chamber did. The chamber board voted in favor of moving forward with the proposal of going to no parking limit.
But did they say, hey, what do you think about it?
Um, I thought the mayor and the chamber exec went around that Saturday
so
to talk.
So that's part of what you're talking about, door to door, and you got, and so you kind of, you have a yes, no, kind of a, or
we didn't,
a no.
We didn't take
or,
notes, they're just,
okay, got
yeah,
it.
No, there, we, you know, we were handing out flyers and things like that.
Okay.
And it was just talking with folks, giving them an opportunity to come in and speak at the public comment period, also giving them an opportunity to write, which is why some of you received email and whatnot.
Perfect.
And so, yeah, we there were some people that had definite opinions. We should have no time limits on parking in the downtown. There were two businesses that I've already mentioned that expressed an interest in having time limits. And, yeah, it just sort of depended upon your business model.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you, more time gives is more feedback? It just it seems to make sense.
Just wait until the 2nd and reach back out to the chamber and get more of a consensus or get more feedback or ask what is your plan, because that time period of no parking was for a set time, but it wasn't the going to be it wasn't necessarily going to be the ultimate end result that it would stay that way.
Did you say they were actually supposed to, weren't they supposed to present? They're supposed to have something for us.
We asked for a plan to come back to say, okay, we're doing it for this period. This is what we're doing during this time. We're going to do a survey. We're going to see and come to the city council with this is what why we're asking for this no restriction, and this is what we're going to do for this period. And then based on that information, you know, have more of a set plan for thereafter.
So this gives more time for that too then?
Yes, to clarify what we asked of the chamber to bring back.
Do it.
This is, the other thing too is you'll have the meeting on the 10th of December for P4. You'll be able to discuss that with staff, maybe with the director, the executive director, and given time frames to put together resolutions and things like that, that probably works better to go December 2nd. So if you wanted it to meet on the 10th. So, does council have a preference on the 2nd or the 18th? Okay, so we'll go ahead and move that on to the 2nd then.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brad.
All right, any other questions about the extended agenda? Okay. I have no other business for this evening. Councilmember Hanford, you had your light first.
Move to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Hanford, and I have a second.
I have discussion.
Okay, I have a second from Councilmember Gehring. Discussion?
I have discussion.
Yes, sir.
Well, is there any update on the opening of Walmart?
Yes. Do we have... What can we...
No.
Still November.
I'm being asked quite a bit.
Officially, it's the 19th.
I'm sorry, the when?
19th.
Officially?
Officially.
And you are hesitant because...
Yeah, I know. There's no parking. There's no parking.
So our staff has been working very hard to...
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
I understand. I am done with my comment.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Okay, there is a motion on the table. Any more discussion? Okay. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
After the last evening.
Not quite the record.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yep.
Pleasure.
Not quite the record.